on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy. Hungry for sport with Kevin Bartlett for Ruban Tyres. Get the right tyre for your truck. Google RUBAND today. And the Holden Colorado. Best of both. Visit your local Holden dealer now.
We are the Storm from Melbourne Town. We'll blow the others off and cry. We are the Storm and we're number one.
Storm at number one, of course. I got the mighty Melbourne Storm on Sunday playing off in the grand final against the Cowboys. And Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm footy manager, joins us right throughout the year. He's been good enough to join us today. G'day, Frank.
Hello, KV. It's a big week, isn't it?
It's a big week, and Chris Connolly's with us as well. It was a mighty win over the Broncos last Friday, 30-0. No one expected that scoreline.
Yeah, especially the way we played the first half as well, KB. We weren't at our best. We were actually pretty average in the first half. We were, scored a try just before half-time to get against a run of play to go 8-0 at half-time. But the second half, I mean, we just obviously just came to four. Great half-time addressed by, firstly, Cameron Smith and Craig Bellamy got the boys going. And as you said, it was to win a prelim by 30 points, and 30 points to nil is very satisfying.
Everyone fit for the granny?
Very good, yeah. No problems whatsoever. The 17 that played last Friday night will all definitely play on Sunday. They'll train every session this week, so no excuses there, KB.
Now, North Queensland, it's been a remarkable season. Lost Johnson Thurston, as we all know, and finished the season in eighth spot, and now they're through to the grand final. It seems that they're on a mission.
Been an amazing run, and actually it's one that has caught the imagination of the rugby league world. They were a team that in the very last round, they were waiting for the last game, St George played the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs had a very ordinary year, beat the Dragons unexpectedly, and that's how the Cowboys got into the eight. And then since then, they've just beaten the reigning premiers, the Sharks, and then Parramatta, and last week the Roosters, all in Sydney, so they've had three consecutive weeks in Sydney, and one or more KB, so... And as you said, they've done it without their captain and, you know, one of the best players in the game, if not the best player of the game, in Jonathan Thurston. So you've got to give credit where credit's due.
What's been our record against them this year?
Played 2-1-2 KB, but then the first one we won in Golden Point, young Brodie Croft, that was played in not during Origin period, without both teams didn't have their Origin stars down here in Melbourne, and Brodie Croft kicked a Golden Point field goal to win. And then we won a tough game up in Townsville, I think 22-4, so... Our record's good, but, you know, having said that, they're a different team now than we last played them, so they've certainly got momentum.
Frank Panisi has joined us, Melbourne Storm footy manager. Frank, I was reading The Australian today about Adam O'Brien. He had a brief, make the players less robotic, and says the man behind the revamp of the Melbourne Storm's attacking structure has revealed the club made a conscious decision in the pre-season to become less robotic and give the NRL what it wanted, more tries. And the Storm now has become only the eighth side in the past decade to score more than 600 points in a regular season, throwing off the shackles with a major attacking overhaul.
Yeah, I haven't seen the article, KB, and there's a fair bit of truth in that in terms of certainly Adam O'Brien. He's a coach that's been in our system now for 10 years. He came through our junior coaching, and then he's been with our NRL side now for about 5 years. So he's a coach with a lot of ability, a lot of potential. It probably that started from the senior players, KB. They, in the off-season, they sat down with Adam and went to Craig and said, listen, we want to be a little bit more adventurous with the football. We believe we've got the players to play a certain style. So that was probably driven more from the senior players than Adam. But, yeah, Adam deserves credit for, you know, leading the charge on that.
Yeah, 633 points so far in the regular season. That's 70 more than what we scored last year. He was of the opinion that he had the best defence in the game, but just didn't chance your arm enough. So it's worked out well. And, of course, you know, it's been an extraordinary season. It could be an extraordinary night, too, tonight, because the Dally M is up for grabs and Cam Smith's the raging hot favourite.
Yeah, he is, and I think it'd be. I think he should win it. In our opinion, he's had a fantastic season, consistent again for a 34-year-old to play at the level he does. KB is quite remarkable, so it'd be a great achievement if he could win the award tonight. So we're expecting, but at the end of the day, it's probably Cameron what he wants most is that lift that trophy on Sunday night.
And Cooper Cronk, it's his last game. That's official for the Melbourne Storm. Still not certain whether or not he's going to take up that coaching role that you have offered him with the Storm, and you might have some latest news on that as well. But what about Billy Slade? A lot of people saying now that maybe it's Billy's last game as well.
Yeah, I don't know where that talk's come from, KB, to be honest with you. I mean, the same with Cooper, it was the same with Billy. They've earned the right to make the decision after the season. They've given a lot of time and effort and and tremendous service here to this club for 15, 16 years, the pair of them. So they deserve the right to be left alone. But look, Billy, he's playing as good and he's enjoying it as much as he's ever had. He had 18 months out of the game, so I think that'll extend his career. He'll be, this is his 299th game on Sunday, KB, so I think 300 games is definitely a goal for him next year. So I'm expecting him to play again next year, KB.
Got plenty of Storm fans going up to Sydney?
Yeah, there are. I mean, it's obviously, I think, going to be a lot more on the road, KB, than by air. I think the air costs have kept a few back here. But no, we're expecting a good turnout. I mean, obviously, North Queensland being the Cinderella story, we'll have the vast majority of the support on Sunday. But look, I know our supporters in one pocket will be loud and as passionate as they always are. So really looking forward to seeing that Purple Army at the northern end of the ground.
Frank, on behalf of everyone at 1116 SN, and I'm certain the sporting public of Melbourne, good luck against the Cowboys. It was disappointing last year. We could have won it in the final few seconds last year, but it's been, again, an extraordinary season this year. So to Craig Bellamy and all the players and Cam Smith and Cooper and Billy Slater, they've all been stars. We wish you the absolute best and hope you can bring home that flag on Sunday.
KB, thank you, and thank you for all your support this year. It's been, as always, the last number of years, but we really appreciate all the support SEN and yourself give us, and we're looking forward to a great weekend. We're training on Saturday morning, and then we're all going to our team room on Saturday afternoon to watch the Mighty Tigers play on Saturday, KB.
Well, there's a good double, the Tigers and the Storm. That's a beauty. Frank, we'll speak soon. We'll speak after Sunday.